The September 11th attacks caused an estimated $40 billion in property damage. Now the fear of future terrorist attacks has prompted one insurer to drop coverage of a Washington, D.C. organization located near the White House. And others in the area are facing sharply higher premiums. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
It's hard to imagine the International Economic Development Council as anyone's idea of a potential target for terrorists. It's in a fairly nondescript office building like hundreds of others in Washington. The council itself is a professional organization for economic planners. They don't share national security secrets or have ties to the Middle East. What they do have is a prime location, about two blocks from the White House. Apparently, that's too close for the comfort of the Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. After September 11th, they informed the council they would not renew the group's liability insurance. This came as a surprise to council president Jeff Finkel.
Frankly, if a plane hit the White House, it wouldn't affect us here. If a bomb went off at the White House, it wouldn't affect us here. If somebody had what they refer to as a dirty bomb, you know, you're probably affected 2 miles away as well as you are right where we are. So I was really dumbfounded that that a company would redline the White House and include us in that process.
The Economic Development Council has been able to find insurance from another carrier, but across Washington and in cities around the nation, liability insurance policies are being rewritten to exclude acts of terrorism. Owners of structures seen as potential targets, including sports stadiums and major bridges, are finding it harder to get insurance, and those organizations and businesses that do find coverage are faced with sharply higher premiums. Sean Farr is vice president of the Apartment and Office Building Association of Metropolitan Washington.
What we're seeing is dramatic increases in premium quotes where it's being quoted at all, and then the nature of the coverage is much more narrowly defined. So the product itself, if it's even available, is far more costly and has less utility, less breadth.
Not only are terrorist acts excluded from many new policies, but Farr says other types of risks, including biological and radiological, are being left out. On a recent weekday, the kitchen at the Equinox restaurant is busy in preparation for the lunch crowd. The Equinox sits across Lafayette Park from the White House. It will serve as many as 80 elegantly prepared lunches to its clientele of lobbyists, members of Congress, even some journalists. Ellen Gray, who co-owns the Equinox with her husband, says their liability insurance went up some 24% after September 11th, a cost they'll have to absorb.
It's easy to raise prices on the menu because your fish went up that week. That's an obvious thing. People can go to the markets and see what a pound of salmon is costing and relate that in their head and understand why they're paying more money at a restaurant. But you can't do that with insurance because people don't understand the increase. It's not a tangible increase.
The insurance industry says it has little choice but to reevaluate its liability coverage post 9/11. Paul Matera, chief spokesman for Liberty Mutual, makes no apologies for his company's decision not to renew the International Economic Development Council's policy.
The reality is that we non-renewed the insurance program because of the very real and continuing threat of terrorist attacks and because of the proximity to the White House. Without a federal insurance backstop for terrorism, high-profile sites or businesses near them will continue to find it very difficult to obtain adequate insurance coverage.
The insurance industry, with the backing of the Bush administration, is pushing for legislation that would create a federal insurance program that would call on taxpayers to pick up the bulk of the tab for terrorism-related losses between $10 billion and $100 billion. P.J. Crowley of the Insurance Information Institute says insurance companies are reluctant to write new policies covering terrorism because no one is sure what to expect.
Our leaders tell us that it is a near certainty that we'll suffer another attack. We don't know when, we don't know where, we don't know how, and we don't know how severe it will be. There's just less appetite under the circumstances to insure this kind of risk, even for businesses that themselves are not a terrorist target. This is why the insurance industry is asking Congress to be the reinsurer, if you will.
Lawmakers have yet to reach a consensus on the proposal, and action is not expected anytime soon. Until then, organizations will either be forced to get by with reduced coverage, pay higher premiums, or turn to self-insurance. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.